Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. My intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I am a natural-born intuitive and psychic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents to help clients become more aware of their own intuition and to tap into energies to create their dream life. I also see the energies and possibilities, timelines, and threads, which helps clients see where they could go, what all the possibilities are, and that's very exciting. I do believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are the key to any situation. I offer clarity and understanding from a soul-level perspective. Sometimes a little guidance is all we require to step into our power and move forward in our life. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page you can join, Psychic Cowgirl, and please feel free to share any comments or questions through the page, or you can email me from my website or simply at shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and let's begin today's show. Hey, everybody. Welcome. So, how are things going this busy Christmas season? I seem to have allergies or a sinus thing, so if my voice sounds funny, that's why. It will go away. I am enjoying being prepared. I'm not quite ready, mostly. I'm enjoying avoiding all the hustle and the bustle of Christmas because it just makes me tired. What else about today? I don't know. Today, I like the energy of today. Today feels, I was feeling giddy this morning. And I was feeling like I could get a lot done, which is good because I have to wrap a lot of presents because every time my children come home, they check. Yeah, maybe today. So, first on our agenda for this show is about the soul letter to release all the energies of 2014 to create space, clarity, and positive energies for 2015. Let's go with that. If you've read my blog, you'll know, or have been paying attention, I guess, or following along, 2014 was not the best year for me. It had lots of chaos. It had lots of blessings also. Lots of things happened that I wish my family did not have to experience. And then other things happened that I wouldn't trade for anything. It seemed to be a year of extremes, but still I didn't feel it was as crunchy as 2013 felt. This time last year, I had people wanting appointments immediately. I had people scrambling to get some clarity on their life. This year, it's a lot calmer. Lots. There's not that frantic energy of December that was definitely here last year. I remember people were calling and emailing and messaging, and they wanted appointments now, and I couldn't schedule them all, and lots of them spilled over into January and a little bit into February, and I was feeling really bad, but I mean, I'm one person. I can only fit in so much. But what I felt the worst about for all the clients was that frantic energy they were feeling. So I did a lot of, you know, instant, calm, cool, collected energies for them all just to get them through the next few weeks for whatever they were experiencing. So I have to tell you, I'm very happy it's not like that this year. Very happy.
for myself and for everybody else, right? There's not that frantic that, oh, I just don't get it. I just need some help. It's so much better than that. So I'm going to just latch on to that energy and ride it into 2015 because I like it better. So let's talk about writing a soul letter. So first of all, you want to have a blank piece of paper. Don't have lined paper. The reason for that is lined paper will give you boundaries. It will give you a direction instead of just letting things flow freely. It kind of fences you in, if you will, using lined paper. So I always like blank computer paper. And grab a pen. You're going to write it in pen just because, right? You want it permanent. Now, these are all things that are just sort of energetic tools for writing it in pen. You can write as many copies as you need. You can edit it. You can do all of that. It doesn't mean that, you know, the first time, that's it. Because if you get caught in that, you'll put so much pressure on yourself that you'll just screw it up. Because isn't that what we do? So if you have your blank piece of computer paper, I want you to take your pen and you can write the date. So I'm going to do this kind of as an overview for any soul letter, and then we'll do specifics for releasing 2014. So with any soul letter, you want to date it and then write at the top, Dear Universe. Because we're specifically releasing 2014, I'm just going to write at the top 2014 and Dear Universe. If you have a favorite pen, use that. I have one that I don't like, so I'm finding my favorite. And, you know, it's just little things that help with the symbolism, because this is kind of a ceremony we're doing. Now, I need you to do something else before we get any further. I need you to cross your arms, and I want you to look down at which arm is on top. Those of you that have listened to me before, we've probably done this, but let's do a reminder. Which arm is on top? Not hand, which arm? Now, if it's your left arm that is on top, that means you are right-brained intuitive first. Okay? Left arm is on top. You are more right-brained. Now, switch them up. I know it feels awkward, right? So those of you whose right arm is on top, you are left-brained logical first. Now, what does that mean? That means those of you that are left brain logical, you like details. You not only like details, you love details. You want facts. You want science. You want proof. And then you'll use your gut, your intuition. But first, you need some logic so that it makes sense to you. For those of us that are right-brained intuitive first, we go with how things feel. Does that feel like it would be a good idea? We go with our gut first impression, and then we want the details. The best example I have is if someone says, hey, I just want a free trip to the Bahamas. Want to go with me? All the right-brained intuitive people would know immediately if they wanted to go or didn't want to go. And then they would work out the details. All the left brain logical people would first want to know, when is it, how long, where are we staying? They want to know some details before they can decide if they would like to go or not. Now, there's no right or wrong to this. It's just how you process information. That's why you want to know. So along this line, here's another tip. Check your partner or coworker. If you find there's someone in your life that communication is a bit sticky or a struggle, check. Check when they cross their arms. If they're the opposite to what you are, it's the words you're choosing. If they're the same as you are, then there's really some sort of misunderstanding. It's totally fascinating. Okay, so for all you logical people, when you write this letter, you have to throw in some details. So a good example would be, dear universe, we'll start off, and then we can start off saying, the energy of 2014 was, and give some details. Give some details on some experiences. Give some details on how things played out for you. I'm more right brain, so I'm trying to do left brain logical first because it's harder for me. Nope, can't do it. Let's do right brained because it's easier. So we would start off, dear energy of 2014, dear universe, dear energy of 2014. This year felt crunchy. This year felt turbulent. This year felt joyful. This year felt, we'll go with our feelings. So the key thing to remember here is left brain logical people like to speak from their logical frame of mind. So they will say, I think this would be a good idea. Right brain intuitive, we say, I feel this would be a good idea. So you need to know this for writing your letter because you have to write it from your own energy. The other reason we use a blank piece of paper and a pen is because that very exercise, writing, connects both sides of your brain, the right and the left. So it gives you a more robust experience. So even if you're more inclined to one side or the other, writing connects both. Okay, so how do you guys want to start this? Let's go, so dear universe, and then you can put underneath, you can put an energy of 2014, or you can write dear energy of 2014. I want to give you guys choices so that you can pick which fits you best and make it completely personal. So I would start and I would say, dear universe, thank you for all the soul growth experiences. Now that one's pretty neutral on left and right brain. Now, then I would say, while I struggle to deal with, and this is where the right and left brain can differ, I would say my emotions, my feelings, a more logical-brained person, you might put specific examples. So if I was left brain logical, I might say, while I struggle to deal with losing another dog, while I struggle to deal with the situation with my horses, while I struggle to deal with the worst start of the calving season ever in any of my years as a rancher, while I struggle to deal with concrete examples. Now, even if you're right-brained, you can do the same, right? And then throw in some feelings. Really, you just want to start writing and see what comes out. No one's going to read this and edit you. No one's going to correct you. Spelling mistakes do not matter because, as I talk about often, this is seriously all about intention and what our bottom line intention with this exercise is: to let go, bless, and release 2014 to move into 2015 with hope, optimism, and joy. Make sense? Okay. So we're writing, while I struggle to deal with, and this is where you write and you write and you write. Be blunt, be honest, use creative words, don't use creative words. Whatever you want, if you need to swear a little, that's fine. Because the very act of acknowledging is the best way to release. You can also put in here, because remember, this is personal. No one's going to read this. Some things you may have done this year that makes you feel ashamed, makes you feel like, oh, what was I thinking? You know, those things that make you feel like they're dirty little secrets and you don't want anyone else to know. Bless them and release them. Let them go. I will say this. If you want, you could do more than one soul letter, by the way. So if you want to do one that's completely personal, that you would be completely mortified and freaked out if anyone ever saw it, do that one and then immediately burn it. That's the beauty of this soul letter. You can write it about anything. If there's some people that are in your life that you just have trouble dealing with, write a soul letter to that situation. If there's people in your life that you would like to be able to forgive, now remember, forgiveness is not forgetting what happened. It's letting go of that sticking in your energy and irritating you over and over and over. You're basically forgiving yourself for being in some sort of situation. You're forgiving yourself for attracting the experience, if you will. It is so completely effective. I've done this often. I love soul letters for forgiveness. Love, love, love. It works. That's the reason I wanted to do this radio show, which will be the last one of 2014 because of Christmas and hanging out with my family. I wanted to make sure that I walked through the soul letter because it's so powerful, so powerful. I don't even remember where I learned about it. I've adapted and edited over the years to fit my own energy. I'll have to maybe try to research that to give people credit, whoever came up with this. Brilliant. Okay. So the first part, you're writing what you struggled with, things that, you know, make you upset, angry, ashamed, all those. All the heavy, shadowy, dirty things, if you will, things that make you go, ugh. So you're acknowledging all of those, writing it all out. There's no set length for a soul letter. It's for you to release energy, so write as much as you need to. Okay? So after you do that, then you're going to go on to, I feel very blessed by these experiences. Write about all the positive things that happened. And if you get stuck on this part, because lots of times we would rather, or it's easier to look at the negative than the positive, you can get caught in that pattern or that rut. Think of little things. You know, the fact that you got to watch a sunrise. The fact that you got to enjoy that cup of coffee in silence after your children got on the bus. You know, start small if this one's a challenge for you. If it's way easier for you to look at yourself in the negative aspect than the positive, start small. But you have to do this, right? Because it balances out all the negative. Because there is positive things that happen to you throughout the year. Even if the negative feels heavier and weighs more and is more in your energy. So then part of the reason about listing all the positive is to balance, right? And again, logical people, experiences. I really feel blessed that I got to go on that boat ride in Waterton National Park. I feel really blessed that I aced that exam that I just took. Write details. For those of you that are more right-brained, you would probably use some of the same, but you would just phrase it maybe different. I truly enjoyed the experience of seeing and feeling all the energies on the boat ride. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. This is personal. in the very act of writing this all out with the intention of letting it go, we'll make that happen. I'm also sending you all juju to help you. So if I pop into your mind while you're writing this, sorry, I'm kidding, I'm not sorry. Use that energy, you know? I'm powerful. I can help you. Just how it is. It's something I had to acknowledge on this journey. Okay. So now you wrote and wrote and wrote all these positive things that made you smile. And again, sometimes this is harder than writing the negative. But take your time. Find things. Think of things. Make up things, I guess, if you have to. You really, really want some positive experiences. And then when you're done all of that, you're going to write. Now, this is all on my website under blog. So if you need a visual, like to read about it too, go there and print that off. That's what I'm doing. So after you write all the things you struggled with to let them go, all the positive things to be grateful for, then you can say, or write, I mean, for these things that I am aware of and any that I am not, I give my soul permission to work with the universe to release, transmute, and balance these experiences and emotions, both consciously, unconsciously, and subconsciously. Now, that part, I want you to write it word for word. Don't skip any. Even if some of it makes you feel uncomfortable and you wouldn't normally say that, do it anyway. Because it's a very powerful statement. And then you go on to say, they have made their point. It is time to let go and let whichever energy or personality you like, whether it's God, Jesus, universe, great spirit, higher self, wisdom. Use the word that fits your energy best and your belief system. Again, this part you're going to write word for word. Thank you for the challenges and the joy. I am ready to forgive the experiences and to release them to the nothingness and everythingness from which I created them. I appreciate the lessons and the valuable insights I have gained. We create our experiences, right? The law of attraction. Our soul creates the experience. Our personalities might not like it because, you know, who likes when things are crunchy or uncomfortable or tragic? But our soul likes it. Our soul's here to grow and expand. So the next part is, I forgive myself for any missteps I feel I may have made. I forgive myself for all the times I reacted with less than grace, may have used inappropriate pasture words. I understand that I am here to experience emotions in all forms. I embrace the shadow parts of myself and understand that they have a purpose. Again, all this is on the blog part of my website. So then we go on to, I will practice self-care to honor my journey and experiences in this life. I will trust my instincts and intuition, knowing that the universe has my back. I will attract joy in 2015. I surrender myself to the highest good with perfect compassion in harmony with the universal wisdom. Thank you. It is done, it is done, it is done. Sign your name. Now, I like burning the papers to release the energy into the universe. When I lived in an apartment, I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but I'll share with you what I did. I just put water in the sink and then let it dry a little, and I would burn my papers in the sink. I ripped them up in little pieces, or I'd find a bowl that was metal and do it in that, in the sink, just in case, right? And stand there and watch the whole thing. If I couldn't, didn't have a fireplace or anything like that. I'm not recommending you do that necessarily. It is a way. Or you could rip it up in tiny, tiny, tiny little pieces, as small as you can get, and bury them in a plant, in Mother Earth. It's another way to release the energies and have Mother Earth take care of it for you. So when you sit down to do this soul letter, I want you to do a little self-care. You know, maybe light a candle. Again, get your favorite pen. Have some time set aside where you won't be interrupted, because you don't want to rush this process. You don't want to, you know, do it just to get it done. Which, you know, with our busy world, sometimes that happens. But I really recommend you take some time with this and pour out what you're feeling, what you're thinking, how 2014 truly affected you. And lots of it's not going to be pretty, but it's not supposed to be. Dig deep. You know, what if you did some things that you think, oh, I'm glad nobody knows about that, or I hope nobody knows about that. Write those out to let them go. We don't want energies stuck in our soul festering, right? Things that make us ashamed, they can do that, right? Things that, you know, we do or have done, and then we kind of panic about them. And if anyone brings it up, you know, sometimes we'll blush and we'll stutter and we'll stammer, and we kind of get mad at the person for bringing it up. Yet, from a soul universe perspective, they're doing us a favor because they're saying to us, look, you still haven't made peace with whatever this was, so let's take the opportunity here to look at it. You know, how many times are people having a conversation with you and they remind you of things in your past and you just wish they would shut up? But we're human. We do these things. Work through them. Work past them. Don't let them fester. Anger, resentment, things like that, they can absolutely show up as excess weight. You know, it's no surprise that during this time of year, some people do put on weight because there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of dealing with, you know, perhaps family members that you don't always get along with. There's a lot that's going on. But there's also the joy that happens this time of year. The delight in a child's eyes when they pick out that perfect gift to give to one of their friends or a sibling. The delight in a child's eyes when they open a gift. The energetic rush you get when you find that perfect gift for somebody else that doesn't have a price tag that's, you know, outrageous. It's just that perfect thing. Getting to celebrate. We really have to work this time of year to balance all the joy and the celebrations with all the pressure. Sometimes the pressure gets to be too much, and people just can't wait for Christmas to be over. And you know what? I can appreciate that. There's been, you know, years in my past where Christmas made me roll my eyes, reach for the wine bottle. Wasn't my favorite time of year at all. It was filled with uncomfortable situations, So, you know, if you want, you could write a soul letter just to bless and release all of that from Christmas's past. These are so effective. I can't, you know, talk enough about how effective a soul letter is. And it is on my website. I mean, this one is under the blog, so it's only, like, not that far down on the list. But these are also listed under practical techniques. And so if you wish, you can just go there to check it all out. Now, because we're talking about blessing and releasing energies, I have this nudge to talk to you about clearing your houses, your energy fields, and your world using pendulums. So if you have a pendulum, here's a really effective way to clear energies when you're feeling overwhelmed, sticky, and like you want to cry. So take out your pendulum and start it, you know, by holding it up and it's all solid. Say, I wish to clear the energies of my home, and watch that beauty swing and swing and swing. So make sure that you have your elbow supported on the table while you're holding your pendulum and clear all those energies. I fully support using sage and the smudge sticks to clear energies. And sometimes I like a pendulum because it seems to, you know, be all-encompassing. It's a sticky but joyful time of year, right? So we need to just be aware of that, especially for all of us empaths. If you're like me, you have to get your shopping done early because going to the malls or to busy grocery stores this time of year makes you want to cry. You never get your list done while you're there because it gets so overwhelming and so heavy that you have to just go. Yeah, lots of times I go to town and I have this whole list of things I need to get done and I can only get partway through and I have to go home and recharge. That's simply what happens this time of year for empaths. Just honor that in yourself and understand that. Take extra time. Try not to schedule yourself quite as tightly just because of the energies. Okay, so we are going to do the chakra cleanse the last 10 minutes of the show today. But I also want to talk, since it is my last show of 2014, dun, dun, dun. What about intentions, resolutions? Do you guys do those? I like intentions in September, but I also like them in January because it is a clean year. It does feel like a fresh start. September feels more so to me, just school, but it might not if I didn't have children, I'm not sure. But then January has a slightly different feel. It doesn't feel quite as fresh and new beginnings, but it also feels like the end of a chapter and the start of something new, if that makes sense. So I am going to set intentions. I haven't decided what they are yet. Setting intentions, again, you need to be aware if you're left brain logical or right brain intuitive first. Left brain logical, you'll need more concrete goal-setting type intentions, same as when you're doing your vision board. More tangible things. Right brain intuitive, you want more experiences, feelings, a little bit more creative. So the best way to do it is to mix a little of both, of course, just to see. Because remember, our life purpose is to figure out ourselves and where all that takes us, right? So I would love to know some of your intentions for this year. If you care to share them, you can share them on my Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl. So my phone line is doing, like, really weird stuff. There's an echo. So if every once in a while I pause or it sounds weird, that's why. I don't know what's going on with that, but we can just roll with it. totally distracts me, though. How about that? Are you guys all experiencing that like I am? Like, seriously, squirrel? Yeah. I'll be having a conversation with someone, and all of a sudden, we both just go sideways onto something else, and we're like, wait a minute. We have to finish this other conversation first, or not necessarily first, but it would be a good idea to finish it. I had a son homesick on Monday, and it sounds like he shared his germs a little more than I would have liked. So I'm going to actually, my phone is being wonky, and yes, that's an official word. I'm going to play our chakra cleanse, and then I'll come back. Hopefully my phone line will be fixed by then.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth. With those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red, spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down, down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light's going to break into two, And each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. Takes a little trust, takes a little faith. But if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
Hey, everybody. That feels so much better. Listen to my voice after doing that meditation. It's not so full now that my throat chakra has been cleared. Perhaps I talk too much. No, that wouldn't be it. Never. I have kitties scratching at my door to get in. I'm going to ignore them. Okay, so if any of you have any questions about doing the soul release letter, please send me an email, shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. Or you can send me a message through my Facebook page, which is Psychic Cowgirl. I do read them and I do respond, so it is a good way to get a hold of me. I wish you all the very best in writing your letters. I know it works. It works so well. And if we can all just release the energies of 2014. I also want to add something here. Find a way to put in your letter to release the energy of being so hard on yourself. We all do it. When I was talking about writing your letter and saying how easy it was going to be to pick out all the negative things and probably more of a challenge to pick out the positive things, that goes back to being so hard on ourselves. When something happens, we blame ourselves first, right? Maybe it's not even an issue of blame. It's simply an experience. But we will, right? So if you can find a way in your letter to put, you know, that you forgive yourself and you release yourself and you are going to, along with the self-care portion of it, you are going to practice being kinder to yourself, being more compassionate to yourself. Because the bottom line is, we really are all doing the best that we can with what we know. Each time we learn a little more about ourselves or about our world, we do better, right? So be gentler to yourself, more compassionate. Treat yourself like you would treat your best friend. We have expectations of ourselves that are sometimes so unrealistic. And it's like setting ourselves up to fail. And then we could say to ourselves, see, I knew I couldn't do it. But really, you can do it. You just set yourself up not to because of whatever pattern you have, right? If it's fear, if it's, you know, fear of success, fear of moving forward, fear of being seen, all sorts of those things. I also want to tell you that I'm going to start a new program or offering, I guess we can call it, in the new year. It's going to be more of a psychic coaching. It's going to be smaller, more intense sessions. Smaller as in shorter. So there'll be like a series. You'll be able to buy a package deal with a certain amount of sessions with me, and there'll be half-hour sessions, and they'll be intense. And there'll be homework and things to do because I really want to focus on us being kinder to ourselves, being able to see our life a little more clearly to help us figure out what our life's purpose is. Sound good? I'm pretty excited about that. I've been working on this for a few months, and the timing has not felt right, so we'll see how that goes. It's part of one of my goals for 2015. I can't believe it's going to be 2015 soon. Crazy! Okay, well, I don't know if I have anything else fun to tell you. Let me think. What has gone on in my world this week? Oh, my horse had to get some dentistry, and he's my favorite horse. I've had him for 19 years, and we went to get his teeth done because he's, you know, 26, and sometimes they get little points on their teeth. And so I met a neighbor who came and did our horse's hoofs, and she was really great. And so I took him over to her house to get his teeth done, and she gave him some medicine just so that he wouldn't be so anxious or nervous, because he's not a cuddly horse. He's like, let's get the job done, and then let me go and do my own thing. He doesn't like all the love and affection. I give it to him anyway, and he tolerates it, but he doesn't love it. He's not the one that runs to the fence unless he thinks you have a treat. And so he can get a little anxious in these situations because he doesn't want all the love. And so we gave him a little bit of medicine, and we didn't think it was even going to work. And she finished her dentistry, and then he was loopy. He seriously couldn't walk. The poor guy. So he had to have a sleepover at my neighbor's. And so, yes, I had to go pick up my horse the next day because he got drunk the night before and slept over at the neighbor's. I know. Funny, right? Wasn't that far in my past, and that would have been me, not the horse. He would have been sober. So that was a bit entertaining, and I felt bad for him, and he was so happy to get home. Same week earlier, he had this fabulous young lady who came and did a cranial sacral massage on him because, you know, he's 26, and he needed some adjustments in his hips. How do I say this? He didn't love it. He didn't hate it, but he was standing there with me, and he's like, Shannon, really, what are you doing to me? I'm not one for spa treatments. Why am I getting all this attention? Meanwhile, my other horse, Friday, that you've heard me talk about, who loves all the attention, is hanging over the fence going, pick me, how about me, is it my turn, can I have some? Meanwhile, Duke's like, I don't know about this. But then she did this adjustment with his tongue, and he thought that was the best ever, seriously. After that, his energy was like that of when he was young, and I can't wait to ride him, because he's like, whoa, okay, that was weird, but I think I liked it. And then he had to go get dental work, so he's had an interesting week. And just the things that she could do, it was really cool. If anybody in my area wants the names of these ladies, I would be happy to give them to you. They do excellent work. I have very happy horses. She also worked on my little horse who had the bad experience with the trainer, and he's so much better. I'm so happy about that. So it's always interesting here on this ranch. It's very icy right now, so we're keeping a close eye on the cows. It should be okay for now, but in the spring, if it's this icy, a lot of the first calf heifers will lose their calves, and it just breaks my heart. I don't handle that part as well. Might be some releasing to do there. So I guess that was my stories of the ranch this week. Been interesting. Haven't you also felt that time goes by so fast and you have to seriously stop and think which day it is, which year it is, which month it is? It all feels shimmery, like you could stop time or you could fast forward it. That's been happening in my world the last few days, and I find it cool but weird. So if that's happening to you, I'd love to hear about it. So with that, I wish you all a happy the rest of 2014. Enjoy your holidays. Remember to take time for self-care. And I look forward to our new adventures in 2015. Bye. You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal,
tell me that you listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off, because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.